Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note, the ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my six children without any paid salary, so I will never earn in the labor force what can be earned by a man or woman who spends a lifetime in the labor force. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Equal Rights Amendment dead, and that's where it should stay, dead and buried.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 151. 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says in just 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. Derry Brownfield.
That is, unless you live in Australia. It's already tomorrow down there. Anyway, let's look ahead here. I have an interesting guest today, and I'm going to let him do most of the talking, because, first of all, I don't sound quite like I usually do because I have a frog in my throat or something. But anyway, before we go to the guest, I do want to bring you up to date on what happened over the weekend as far as our economy is concerned. I am quite concerned about what is taking place in the banking industry, not just here in the United States, but around the world, particularly in the European Union, in Great Britain. We know, and I'm not going into a lot of detail on this. You know a little bit about, because we've discussed this over and over again, Countrywide. Countrywide is the nation's largest mortgage broker. And Countrywide, by the way, has at least one-sixth of all mortgages, home mortgages, in the United States. That's a gob in a bunch. And a year ago, right now, you could have sold, if you had Countrywide stocks, you could have sold your shares for $42 a piece, and today you could buy them back for $5. But would they be a bargain at $5? I don't know. But the interesting thing here is this. Countrywide is talking about bankruptcy. And in the meantime, in comes, and you know we've discussed this time and time again, are banks too big to fail? In comes Bank of America. They announced Friday. Now, that happened after I was on the air here. But they're buying Countrywide. And as I said, they Countrywide said they were never seeking bankruptcy protection, but there was a lot of rumors out that they were. Anyhow, Bank of America chairman and chief executive is Kenneth Lewis. And he said... Countrywide collects and processes payments on $1.5 trillion, saying that with a T, trillion dollars worth of mortgages. That's one-sixth of all the mortgages in the United States. They have more than 1,000 offices, 15,000 salespeople. And Kenneth Lewis, who heads up now, he's CEO of Bank of America, he called the transaction a rare opportunity to add what we believe is the best domestic mortgage platform at an attractive price. Now, Jeff, I mentioned to Jeff here a moment ago, I said, you know, those shares were bringing $42 back exactly a year ago. Today they're $5. He said, that looks like a bargain, doesn't it? And I said, you know, if they gave you Countrywide, let's realize that all these mortgages that are coming due and are not being paid, there's obligations there by the bank. So, you know, if they gave the thing to you, would you really want it? Anyway, I just throw that out for whatever it's worth. Now, let's move along. The Illinois has, as we've again discussed time and time again, probably the most restrictive gun laws of any place in the United States. And we've discussed this over and over and over again. And I have with me today the, Richard Pearson. You're with the Illinois Rifle Association. I started to say president. What is your title there, Richard?
I'm the executive director. That means the president tells me what to do, and I got to do it.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned earlier, my voice is sort of failing today, so I'm going to let you do a lot of the comments. But I'm looking here at the Cook County Board, and we're talking here about the Board of Commissioners, I guess.
Yes.
They're wanting to actually close all Cook County gun shops.
Well, right. That's not exactly what they're saying, but that's actually the net effect.
Okay, what are they saying?
Well, they're just going to license them, and you can't have them within a mile of a park, a school, a home for the aged, a veterans home for widows, whatever that exactly is, and we can't find any of those. And a few other things, and there's absolutely no place in Cook County that place exists, because everything's within a mile. So you could make little mile circles on every point in the Cook County map, and you could find no place that you could have a place to sell firearms.
Okay, now, this is what confused me. Under the ordinance, all, that means all, does it not?
All means all, yeah.
That's not like Nixon's. Not exactly.
All doesn't always mean all in government.
Yeah, but it's not like Clinton's is what his is.
That's right.
Anyway, all Cook County residents would have to register their guns with the Cook County Sheriff. Right. You could only register guns that are currently registered if you live in unincorporated Cook County. Are in towns that do not currently require registration, then you could not register any guns under the new law, and you'd have to surrender your guns to the sheriff.
Right. They made it an impossible situation. You can only register previously registered guns, and since no guns can be previously registered, other than the city of Chicago and a couple of other suburbs, then everybody else would have to turn in their firearms.
Okay, now here's the thing that I was concerned about. Under the ordinance, all Cook County residents would have to register their guns.
Right.
Only residents of Chicago and a handful of suburbs would be allowed to keep their guns. Well, isn't Chicago in Cook County?
Right, but see, Chicago has a registration law already, so they would be previously registered. That's how that works, but the fact is, they haven't taken any new gun registration since 1982. So I'm beginning to think that that's a ban there, too.
Okay, I'm beginning to think I hear music, so let's take a break. And when we come back, we can go into a little more detail on all of this. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Return. We're visiting today with Richard Pearson. He is the Illinois State Rifle Association's executive director. By the way, Richard, you were on the air with me last June. About every 6 months, we're going to have to move up a little bit on our schedule because I always enjoy having you as a guest.
Well, it's always exciting in Illinois. It may not be very pleasant, but it is exciting.
Well, I was just thinking, sitting here during the commercial. You know, a lot of people go to the mountains and ski for recreation and do different things like that. You know, they travel. And I go to the mountains, used to regularly in the fall of the year, at cattle gathering time, because I've learned to know a lot of ranchers in the West. And for years, I rode every October in Colorado, and then I've ridden in South Dakota, New Mexico, and I'm trying to think, Oregon. And I've never been with any rancher, and this is not one of these dude ranch things. I just know the ranchers, and I go live in the house with them and let them supply my meals for a few days, kind of sponge off of them. And most of them have been to my house. So, we have a lot in common. But I have never ridden with any of these guys that don't carry a gun. They always carry a gun. Back years ago, I can remember seeing practically every farm pickup had a rifle hanging in the back window. Now, in Missouri, we have a fairly good kind of concealed carry law. It's good, and what I like about it is you can carry a gun in your vehicle concealed without going to any kind of a government agency for permission. In other words, all you have to do is just stick a gun under the seat of your car or your pickup truck, and you're legal anywhere in the state of Missouri. Now, if I drive across the bridge between here and Illinois, if I cross the mighty Mississippi and I get stopped on the Illinois side, I immediately become a felon. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. It actually depends a little bit on what part of Illinois you get stopped in. If you're in southern Illinois, they'll tell you that you can't do that, to put it away in the trunk or wherever and unload it and that sort of thing sometimes. And if you stopped in northern Illinois, you'll probably be crucified.
What is the line between north and south? I-70?
I'd say, it's about I-70 after Decatur, Illinois, maybe, but after that it gets weird.
South of Highway 50 is where the good folks are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's frightening. That is frightening.
Well, actually, there are actually two Illinois. There's Chicago and the rest of us.
Well, we say the same thing about Missouri. There's St. Louis and then the rest of the state.
Yeah.
But this is true in many states. In New Mexico, for example, it's Albuquerque and New Mexico. In Colorado, it's Denver and the rest of the state. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Talking about the gun laws in Illinois. And you know what usually happens in any one state? It's contagious. It goes from one state to the other. Most of these things start in Colorado. I start on the West Coast and either the East or the West Coast and work towards the middle. But here we're in Illinois and I'm visiting with the Illinois State Rifle Association's executive director. And Washington, D.C. and Chicago, I guess, are the two of the most draconian as far as these laws are concerned, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. You know, we have the Cook County Board, of course, had been taken over by a guy by the name of Larry Sufferton, who is actually a lobbyist for the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence, one of the Brady Bunch clones in Illinois. So what we've got here is we've got people working up the political ladder who are anti-gun people and anti-hunting people and all those sorts, who have actually penetrated the political process and are now getting themselves elected because they have untold amounts of money behind them. And so just because it happens in Illinois, all that tells you is that it's going to happen in your state sooner or later.
Yeah, it looks to me like, you know, like I said, usually these weird ideas start on the West Coast out in California and move back towards the Midwest. It just happened. How did Cook County ever get started in this thing in the first place?
Well, they actually started way back in the 50s. They were fooling around with different things. And, you know, I talked to some of the guys in the 50s. There were target ranges all over Chicago, you know. And, you know, the guys would just come out, and they would have their guns, and they'd throw them in the back seat, and the local policeman would be there, and they'd be talking to them. That was just all there was to it. Then Mayor Richard Daley, the father of the present mayor, actually this is Daley Jr. here, got some kind of a crazy idea about getting boats, and so he started pressuring Chicago and Illinois, and so the laws got tighter and tighter and tighter until he actually forced the legislature into the Firearms Owner's Identification Card in 1967, and actually took effect in 1968, and then forced the absolute firearm registration on people in the city of Chicago. And that was cut off in 1982 with no new handguns being registered and that sort of thing. So by another mayor, and now Mayor Daley's son, another Richard Daley, is there, and he is pressuring the every community he can find into passing these horribly restrictive gun laws. And he has no regard for the U.S. Constitution or anything else. He just wants his way, and he's trying to get it.
How long have you been with the Illinois Rifle Association?
Well, I've been with the, I was elected to the board, I believe, or as a committee chairman in 1987.
Okay, that's good enough.
20 years.
Okay. When I first started this talk show, one of the mainest things we talked about, and I think this took place in Geneseo, Illinois, mm-hmm. but a big old heavy set boy, he could barely wobble. He was so heavy. He was on crutches, if you remember. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
All right. He stopped at a filling station, and somebody had looked in his car, and it was loaded with guns. But he was a gun collector.
Right.
Do you remember any of that?
No, but we've had stories of gun collectors being knocked around before here.
Okay, I just wondered how that thing ever did turn out, because they were about to send him to the penitentiary, and he wasn't from Illinois. He was just driving through the country. He didn't know any of this.
Well, right. One of the problems you have is in Illinois, you know, they of course don't have a concealed carry law here, or we don't, So all this sort of thing, you know, if you get stopped in the Cook County area, you're guilty until proven innocent.
If I remember right, many of these guns were old antique things, you
right.
know?
Yeah, muzzle loaders and all that kind
right.
of business, you know. So,
And I just wondered if he, because that was back, I can't remember, we've been on the air here with this talk show, what, 15 years, not that long maybe. 13 years,
yeah.
And it had been at least 12 years ago that this happened. And I was just curious. I thought maybe you would have remembered that, because it made national news.
Well, I'll tell you what things like that have caused us to do. The Illinois State Rifle Association has a attorney's referral system. And we now have 36 attorneys and three law firms that people who have these problems can go and get their representation. And we have actively been representing these people. We just had a collector in northern Illinois. Got 276 charges filed against him by the city of Chicago. And our legal team, which, of course, he had to pay for the thing, but our legal team came in, got 273 of them dismissed, and the other three were minor misdemeanors. So what that's causing is that, you know, the Illinois State Rifle Association keeps have to ramping up its defenses, you know. And so we actually sort of become an example of how to handle these nitwits when they get in office.
Do they have any recourse, though? I mean,
Oh yeah, they have recourse through the court system, of course, which is expensive and long. But we have been winning these cases, and so we're starting to establish precedents and trying to diminish the influence of City of Chicago and Cook County. But of course, they keep coming back with this legislative stuff. And if you wind up taking the court, which we already have in their so-called assault weapons ban, this thing has dragged on now 15 months in court.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023R. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914 when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned visiting with Richard Pearson. He is the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. And going into the commercial break, Richard, you were talking about this assault weapons ban. You said it's been dragging on for 15 months in court. What's the deal there?
Well, they put in a very nebulous assault weapons ban, so-called assault weapons ban, anything that's a semi-automatic just about fits in it. And in typical Cook County fashion, they passed this the 14th of November 2006, and nobody found out about it till a week later because they didn't put it in any agenda and they didn't put it in the report of the in the minutes of the meeting. But other than that, it was perfectly legal.
Don't you have someone in the state legislature that can tip you off about things like this?
Well, state legislature didn't know anything about it.
Well, who passed it then?
You know, they're not telling anybody, you know.
Who passed it?
The Cook County Board.
Oh, I see.
The same outfit, you know, that we have.
Well, can they legally do that?
Well, that's what we're finding out in court. You know, we filed suit against them, and, of course, they've been playing ring around the rosy with us. You know, you ask them a question like what time it is, and they tell you that they have a blue suit on. So they don't answer anything, you know, and so, but sooner or later we'll get it kicked out of Cook County Court, and win or lose, we're going to go up to the appellate court and on through. So we're going to hand them a court case, I'm sure, in the end, which we will win, but we're preparing for a long and expensive legal battle to do that.
How are you financed?
Donations.
Strictly donations?
Strictly donations. You know? And so if anybody wants to write us a check for $1,000,000 or $2,000,000 or $10,000, we'll take it.
I was going to say, let's start out at a $20 bill. How'd that be?
That sounds great. You can go right to our website, www.isra.org, and do that, or simply mail us one directly at Illinois State Rifle Association, P.O. Box 637 in Chatsworth, Illinois, 6092.
All right, your www is ISRA.org.
R-A,
yeah.
So, give
me the P.O. Box again.
The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 637.
Uh-huh.
In Chatsworth, C-H-A-T-S.
Yeah, spell that.
C-H-A-T-S-W-O-R-T-H, Illinois,
60921.
And they can join. You know, you have to be an Illinois resident to join, or you can make a donation. We'll take, right now, we're more than happy to take anything we can get.
Well, you know, this litigation can get unreasonably high.
Oh, that's true. I mean, we have some dedicated attorneys who actually donate a lot of their time, I will say that, and help us a great deal. And one of the other things that we have done is, you know, this Heller versus D.C. case. I don't know if you've discussed this on your show or
not. All right,
not.
I was getting ready to ask about the Washington, D.C. that's it's in the Supreme Court now, is it not?
Right, it is. I would think that the decision will be rendered, at least publicly, in the third week of June, probably somewhere between the 21st and 23rd of June. And we, of course, all believe it's going to go on our way. But although it may be a narrow decision, we will, if it goes our way, we will certainly immediately attack and start working on Cook County and the city of Chicago. And but we have already filed a amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, on behalf of gun owners in Illinois, and we've joined with 17 other gun-owning groups across the United States to make sure that the state's rights of gun owners in Missouri, Iowa, Ohio, wherever they are, you know, it doesn't matter, all 50 states, are also represented in that case.
Okay, for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, bring us up to date. I've got a lot of information on that case, but you know it from the ground up. Tell our listeners exactly what caused all this.
Well, in a nutshell, the Washington, D.C. has a gun control laws that are even worse than the state of Illinois. You couldn't own a handgun. If you had a rifle or shotgun, you had to keep it disassembled. There was a time when you couldn't even move it from one room to another without permission from the police department, which is totally, you know, against the Second Amendment, Constitution of the United States, and the Fourth Amendment, and a whole bunch of others. Not that those people care either. But, some people, originally it was Parker versus D.C., and those people filed suit against Washington, D.C.
And they won, but they couldn't carry it on, isn't that right?
Right, they won, and so Heller took it over, and who was in the same situation. And so these people have sued the city of Washington, D.C., saying that their firearms are, you know, violates the Second Amendment. They're draconian. It's impossible. Self-defense is impossible. You know, and of course, Washington, D.C. is one of the murder capitals, like Chicago, Detroit, and others. And so these people say, you know, we have no right of self-defense. And of course, you know, calling 911 is, you know, is the government answer to a 1-800-DIAL-A-PRAYER. And so they never get there either, except to clean up the mess. So so people have filed suit against this. And they're really, and the Supreme Court is now going to hear this suit. And this is the first case since 1939 that they have heard on the Second Amendment. And you'll hear a lot of the commentators saying, well, you know, in 1939 they ruled against, I think the guy's name was Brown or Smith or something like that. I can't remember at the moment. But the fact is that this guy didn't have any money, so he wasn't represented. The court case in 1939 was somewhat limited to the Second Amendment. The person who was represented in that case against the government had no money, and so he had no attorney.
Yeah, that was the case I was referring to a while ago when I said they didn't... They couldn't carry it on.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So this poor guy went broke. But this time, you know, the gun owners of this country and the freedom-loving people of this country are either going to get tough and smart or they're going to be extinct. And so we have a group now that's at least tough and smart enough who are willing to pledge their personal assets, as our forefathers did in the Revolutionary War, to fight these things. And we're finding that as we do fight them, we're becoming more and more successful, because even to the person who doesn't own a firearm, to not have a right of self-defense is something that they don't understand. That they all think they have that right now. And, of course, all these gun laws whittle away that right of self-defense until you have nothing. You just simply have to stay there and be murdered, as you do in England or some other country.
We saw that happen. I can't remember the football player, but just happened this last fall. Who
right.
was it?
You know, and
you know what we're talking about.
Sure.
He was considered a felon, and he couldn't own a gun, and he knew these people were coming in. He was ready for them, and all he had was a machete.
Right.
And you don't take a machete to a gunfight.
That's right, unless you want to come in second. And so second place in a gunfight doesn't get you much. Piece of marble. but by the same token, you know, the National Football League is opposed to their players owning firearms too. So he was under pressure from that aspect. A lot of people don't know that. So winding up with these things, you know, you see this pressure. We watch all kinds of anti-hunting laws, anti-hunting dog laws, all the kinds of things that are going on. My cousin and uncle owned a 1,200 herd of cows, you know, beef cattle, and that sort of stuff. We're seeing all kinds of pressure coming on those who raise animals for food, you know, and that sort of thing. So we're seeing a full court press, a lot of it coming out of Europe and financed by outfits like George Soros and the Joyce Foundation and some others, the Brady Campaign, so forth and so on. They're putting pressure on all the institutions that made this country great, not just gun ownership but a lot of other things, but they're all tied together. Don't ever think they're not.
Did you see the article on the Internet just today? And I don't know if I brought that in here or not. No, I don't think I did. But where someone had loaned a gun and they had it out on a firing range and the gun jammed, which the trigger's what jammed, and it made the gun perform like a machine gun.
Yeah, it just had a malfunction.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't. But
well, anyway, he took it into whoever was running the thing, and they were showing it around. It was a broken gun, and they arrested the guy for having a machine gun. Anyway, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
And we have returned. Richard, did you happen to see the article that WorldNet Daily has this morning? It's entitled Public Threatened by Private Firearms Ownership, and it has to do with this Washington, D.C. case?
No, I didn't.
Okay, here it goes. U.S. Solicitor General Paul D. Clement, I guess that's the way he pronounced his name, that's the way it's spelled, in a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court in the arguments over the legality of the District of Columbia ban on handguns at home. Clement suggested that gun rights are limited and subject to reasonable regulation. Then he goes on to say that unrestricted private ownership of guns clearly threatens the public safety. Now, this article goes on and talks about all the reasons you shouldn't, people that shouldn't ever have a gun. And in there is mental defectives. Now, here's, and I just happened to, these two articles just showed up today. This article that I'm going to give you now has nothing to do with guns. It has to do with mentally being defective. And, you know, they could claim that on practically all of us. And here's the deal. A 72-year-old grandmother was convicted and charged of harassment. She was arrested during a normal sidewalk counseling situation at a Planned Parenthood in Iowa City, Iowa. The video showed no harassment. Judge Karen Eagleton found her guilty. The charges were an apparent setup between Planned Parenthood. The charges were guilty. Okay, an apparent setup between Planned Parenthood and Iowa City police. Judge Egerton also ordered her. Now, get this. He ordered, this lady is standing on the sidewalk, and what they do is they talk to these girls that are coming in for an abortion. And that's all they do. They just talk to them. And Judge Egerton ordered her to see a psychiatrist and demanded that she take any psychiatric medication that he recommends. Now, he'll find her mentally defective, right?
Right.
All right, then she could never own a gun.
That's right. But who's mentally defective, the judge or her?
Well, but, hey, you know, it's the old golden rule. He who's got the gold makes the rules, exactly. And these people are setting up there, think they're God.
That's right. I know. You know, the court system and parts of the educational system are probably the greatest enemies of freedom that we have in this country. And so you get judges who will do this. Now, this lady who is 72, if she's the average 72-year-old lady with Social Security and very little else, have no possible way of fighting back against this amount of pressure from the government. And so, and that's how they're making progress. And so one of the things that we have to do as freedom-loving citizens is pool our money and challenge these people in court, because in common law and constitutional law, they have very little basis for any of this. But they get away with it because nobody else has enough money to push back.
It's winning through intimidation.
That's right.
Let's take the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices crested $900 an ounce Friday as oil prices fell near $93 and the dollar traded flat. Gold closed in New York up $4.80 to $895.70 an ounce. Silver rose 8 cents to $16.23. Gold has gained 7% during the first 8 trading days of 2008 on speculation the Fed will further cut interest rates, weakening the dollar and increasing gold's safe haven appeal. More at SwissAmerica.com. $100 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
As a longtime listener, you know that the Derry Brownfield Show has been a partner with Affinity 4, formerly known as Lifeline, for more than a decade. And we appreciate you supporting the Derry Brownfield Show by choosing Affinity 4 for the services that you use. Once just a telecommunication service, now Affinity 4 has greatly expanded its line of offered products to include internet and wireless services, travel and retail discounts, health and pharmacy saving programs, auto, home, and term life insurance, DirecTV, and more are being added all the time. And of course, there's the reliable long-distance telephone service as low as 2.9 cents a minute. Save money on the services that you use and support the Derry Brownfield Show. Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we're in the home stretch here, Richard. Excuse me. I appreciate you coming on and helping me on a day. You know, down south in southern Illinois, they're kind of like they are across the river in southeast Missouri. We help one another.
That's right.
And I'm looking here. You know, you're not supposed to carry a shooting iron if you go into a national park. And this all goes back to Ronald Reagan, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, some of the people that we thought were our friends that have credited as being our friends aren't always been our friends, like the George Bush 41, the first George Bush. You know, he actually brought in a lot of gun control laws that came into the National Firearms Act in 1989.
Well, anyway, This again just crossed my desk this morning. Jim Beers tipped me off to it, but led by Idaho Republicans, Mike CRAPO, however you pronounce that, and Montana Democrat Max Baucus, 47 senators, 47 of them now, are pushing the Bush administration to allow gun owners to carry firearms in national parks and wildlife refuges. The lawmakers have signed a letter asking Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne to lift restrictions that prevent citizens from carrying readily accessible firearms onto lands managed by the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, the National Parks Conservation Association, and anytime you see that word conservation, you have a pretty good idea what it is, because they've turned everything around on us.
That's right.
There's no reason to need a gun in a national park. And, you know, I thought about, first thing I thought about, remember it hasn't been very long ago that this elderly couple were walking in a national park, and a mountain lion got a hold of the husband, and she tried to poke a pencil in the mountain lion's eye to make it quit.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Is there any reason to carry a gun in a national park?
Well, you know, the four-legged predators are in a national park are a problem, but also because you can't carry a gun in a national park, the two-legged predators are becoming more prevalent there. And so, you know, self-defense is a right you should have everywhere. It shouldn't be up to the government to take it away. It is a God-given right that you have the right of self-defense. You know, every creature on earth has the right of self-defense, except those that are legislated against self-defense by various government agencies. The problem with the national park thing is, of course, that became an administrative rule. That's not a law. It's an administrative rule. So now some bureaucrat someplace made that rule. Now it has to be overturned by legislation. That's one of the problems we have. You know, we try to force everything through the state legislature. If we're going to restrict someone's rights, then let's have an open and fair hearing on this thing and get all the information out there. And when that happens, those rights are almost never restricted. But we get these bureaucrats that make a rule like no firearms. One of the part of the national park thing was no firearms within 150 yards of a road, And then some guy decides he's going to, every logging trail is a road. That's not true, you know, so forth and so on. So that's how these things build and get more and more and more involved as the national park thing goes along. So I applaud these senators, and I hope others get on board.
Well, I was going to say 47. What, we just have 100, don't we?
Yeah, we have, the count is 100. Whether we actually have 100 there depends.
Well, right, but I mean...
So... If you count a couple halfwits we got in the Senate, I'm sure it's only about 92.
You mean there's just a couple?
Well, yeah. If you count the halfwits.
We're almost out of time, but very quickly, you said you think the Supreme Court will probably be a divided decision. You know, I don't trust that Supreme Court at all making any kind of common sense judgment.
Well, they haven't been real good at it lately. We'll see what happens here. But, you know... If it's a 5-4 decision, that will help us a little. If it's a 6-3 decision, that will be even better.
Okay, and our decision now is we're out of time. So may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
Since 1990.